Dragon Ball Z is not just mindless action violence. I'll show you why over the next 5 minutes as we rock the dragons out.
You're listening to Rock the Dragon Ball Z. Let's dive right in.
I'm Wiz. No, you're Wiz.
I'm Wiz's Broomstick and Juice Pony Lover 152.
Oh, okay, that's it. Always forget. It's a good thing you're here for this. So, we are on Season 1, Disc 4 of The Orange Box. And in this episode, this is a very Shakespearean episode because everybody dies. Goku is on his way back to Snake Way, or he's on Snake Way, on his way back to Earth, and he's got to get home in time to defeat the Saiyans. Meanwhile, the Z Fighters all gather up, and they are going to try and hold off our two Saiyan invaders, Nappa and Vegeta, in time for long enough for Goku to arrive and save the day. Now, these guys know going in that they're not really equal to the task. And one by one, they fall in battle. And that's really the point of this episode, and that's what we're going to talk about. And in fact, of the Z Fighters that are present at the final battle here, we have Yamcha, we have Tien, we have Chaozu, we have Gohan, Krillin, and Piccolo. And then Yajirobe is also one of the Z Fighters, but he is not, well, he's one of the characters, but he's not present at the battle. He is garnering... He is hiding behind rocks. He is garnering attention from the media, drawing their attention to the battle and milking it for the celebrity status. So our first sacrifice happens when the Z Fighters confront the two Saiyans. Nappa and Vegeta don't really understand what's going on there. Still hunting, kind of hunting for the Dragon Balls, and they're treating this as a game. They don't even want to fight the Z Fighters. And, you know, previous to this, Nappa displays his power by destroying an entire city all by himself, and seemingly without effort. So these guys are not lightweights. And Yamcha steps forward, they're gonna fight him, and Nappa create Cybermen, which are little plant-like creatures.
Yes.
And Yamcha steps forward to fight the Cybermen, and they're going to fight tournament style. Now, there's a couple things going on here. Probably first and foremost is this is a very good example of the kind of action filler that is going to become prevalent in the Dragon Ball Z series. There's really no plot reason for this fight. There's no real good reason for it, but it does serve to extend the series by a couple of episodes. So, it's good for their production run. And it provides us with additional story material, so it's not just wasted. It gives us a little insight into Yamcha. So, Isaiah, you're holding the microphone. Tell us about Yamcha's courage.
Well, Yamcha's courage is a...
What?
Holding action.
Very good.
Which means someone goes to do something, they know they're going to die, but they do it to buy time.
They do it to buy time.
The next one to leave is...
No, we're still talking about Yamcha.
Okay.
What kind of courage is this holding action? I mean, Yamcha knows that he can't win. He knows that... He knows that if he goes and he fights the Cybermen, maybe he can kill him, but he's probably going to die. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Tell me why.
It makes sense because he's buying time so the others can get closer and do more damage.
Well, not the rest of his team. Who are they waiting on?
Goku.
They're waiting on Goku. They're waiting for that savior to arrive. And the holding action, of course, is a classic military strategy, and it is one that you see in a lot of a lot of movies, it's the high dramatic point. And in this series, it's not the high dramatic point. It is one tactic. And I think it says a lot about Yamcha that that he steps forward to do this and, you know, basically says, all right, I'm going to sell my life for a little bit more time, even though it might not work. And I think this says a lot about Yamcha. Our next casualty comes about. Tien steps up after Yamcha's death, and it's his turn to fight. He steps in to fight the Cybermen, and he kills all the Cybermen. Then he has to fight Nappa. Nappa doesn't even flinch. He tears Tien's arm off, and he's about to beat him to death with it. And then we have Chao Su, who steps in. Chao Su is an interesting character. This is another character, the Little Emperor, the milk-white baby. He is a character from the original story, Journey to the West, that inspired the Monkey King and the other legendary characters that the Dragon Ball characters are based around. Now, Chao Su does something different. Who's going to tell me about Chao Su? You all right? Well, Isaiah, you coined the phrase that we came up with, so you start and then give it to Destiny to finish. Tell us about Chao Su's sacrifice. What kind of courage does Chao Su show us?
Sacrifice bunt.
We are comparing this to baseball because when you do a sacrificial bunt, the person at bat hits the ball even though he's not going it for a base hit, but he's going it for the other person on base to get on second or third.
Now, this is different from Yamcha's delaying action in what way?
It gets them closer to beating Nappa.
Well, that's not
just
really
a little
what's going
closer,
on.
Though.
Not Nappa, but the Saiyans in general.
Yeah.
In baseball, the sacrificial bunt is done to let one runner get into scoring position. So Chao Su's, by sacrificing himself, Chao Su intends to take out Nappa, so they only have to beat Vegeta. And if they can beat Vegeta, you know, that puts them in scoring position. If they can beat Vegeta, they win this fight. Either way, they've still got to go through Nappa. Chao Su deliberately sacrifices himself as a tactic in order to help the team win. It doesn't work, but that's not his fault, and that doesn't diminish the kind of courage that he displays. Now, shortly after Chao Su dies, Tien also gets killed. He exhausts all, he spends all of his power in one last attack in an attempt to kill Nappa. And it is similar to what Chao Su does, but it's a little more conventional. This is the more conventional courage that we expect of a warrior who fights, you know, who goes out and knows that they could die, but they intend to win, and they think they can. So after Tien dies, we're down to Krillin, Gohan, and Piccolo. And they're the only ones left fighting both Nappa and Vegeta. And, you know, they're going to town. They beat up on Gohan. They beat up on Piccolo. They beat up on Krillin. And they beat him up good. Gohan makes him mad, and I forget, one of the Saiyans turns his mighty power blast on Gohan, and he's going to eradicate him. Piccolo jumps in the way and takes the blast that was meant for Gohan. Now, this is yet another kind of courage. What kind of courage is this?
This is a substitutional
sacrifice.
Yes.
This is a substitutionary sacrifice. And this is when somebody steps in and says, I know that this is going to happen to somebody else, but I'm going to let it happen to me so that they don't have to suffer this consequence. And this is a superhero trope. We see this in fiction, in movies. You know, people say, well, I'll exchange myself for the hostages, okay? And usually it is done as a ploy, as a means to defeat the bad guys. Piccolo steps in as a much more deliberate act. What he is saying is that he values Gohan's life more than his own. Now, for Piccolo, this is a much more significant sacrifice than with any of the others. One of the tropes of Dragon Ball Z is that you can be resurrected, you can be brought back to life with the Dragon Balls. Well, Yamcha gets killed, he thinks he can be wished back to life if his friends win. The same goes for Chaozu and Tien. You know, they can be wished back to life if their friends win. When Piccolo dies, Kami dies also, because they're tied together. And when Kami dies, what happens to the Dragon Balls?
The Dragon Balls are no more. Kami created the Dragon Balls.
So does Piccolo have any expectation of coming back to life?
No, he doesn't.
He really doesn't. And it kind of glosses over a point earlier. They say, oh, we know, we recognize you, you're a Namek. You know, you're this member of an alien race, and we'll just go there and get the Dragon Balls. So maybe Piccolo has an expectation, well, we can go and get Dragon Balls there, and I'll be wished back. But that's not really that's not really a possibility until later in the season, and it's not really part of this particular thought process.
This is
a simple valuation. Piccolo says, I love Gohan more than I love myself, and I want him to live. And in Orthodox Christian theology, the substitutionary sacrifice is the sacrifice that Christ does for the sins of the world. And this is the same kind of thing that Piccolo shows. It is a profoundly spiritual action. You know, the other types of courage that we have seen in this show, Yamcha's courage and Chaozu's courage, this is ordinary human courage, and we should not undervalue that. That is incredibly valuable. What Piccolo steps up and does is, you know, on a different order of magnitude. This is a spiritual sacrifice, this is a spiritual courage from which he has no hope of being able to redeem himself. It's not allegorical with Christian theology, but it is the same type of theological construct. So that's kind of where we are. And of course, Goku arrives at the end of the episode, and the music swells, and he steps in. It's down to Goku, Gohan, and Krillin. They're the only ones left. And of course, Goku rapidly kicks everybody else off the battlefield. He's going to take on the bad guys by himself. But we will get to that in the next episode. The only other thing that we have to discuss is we promised to reveal the names, the punning names of the characters in each episode. And this episode we're talking about Chaozu. And Chaozu is a pun on the Chinese food, and I'm horrible at these pronunciations, but it looks like Jiaozi. And in Japanese, this is called gyoza. And this is a dumpling similar to a wonton, where a thin piece of dough is wrapped around a ground meat or vegetable filling, and it is then steamed and enjoyed with a peanut sauce. So Chaozu, the little emperor, should be enjoyed with peanut sauce.
And with that funny note, we'll see you next episode on Rock the Dragon Ball Z.